This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Radio show. Imagine with me the moment the Democrats find out that they've been lied to. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. It's the Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com. Guess what, folks? Many Democrats have already experienced this tragedy, this trauma. They've watched as the party they've supported for decades has eroded into a secret society of elitists. We talk of the New World Order, the Bilderbergs, and people like that all the time. And it used to be this big conspiracy theory. We now see that theory playing out. We are watching as elitists rewrite the rules. Barack Obama said many times there are not two justice systems in America, and he's proven multiple times in his crooked administration that there is definitely two-tier justice. There's not a person on this planet, certainly not in this country, who doesn't believe that Hillary Clinton should be in prison, that James Comey should be in prison, that Susan Rice should be in prison, perhaps even the former president of the United States should be in prison. Many people have played into the cabal, the secret society that exists in Washington, D.C., something that we now know as the swamp, because Donald Trump called it that. When he said, I'm going to go to D.C. and drain the swamp. And many of us didn't believe it. We thought, nah, it's not really as big of a cesspool as we thought. We believed, even with all of the evidence that we'd seen, with all of the things, the observational things, you know, that we could put together in our own minds, the logic of it all, we still didn't realize how big, how deep, how wide the swamp was. There's hardly a conservative that looked at the FBI and said, this thing goes from Comey to McCabe to Peter Strzok and Lisa Page and on down the line. Jim Ray, perhaps, Mueller, and all the people across the board. It doesn't matter how far wide you go and how deep you go. D.C. is proving every single day the number of minions that are working, folks, against you, against conservatism, against America. There's a saying, the better the information it has, the better democracy works. Silence and secrecy are never good for it. I'll ask you this. Let's take it out of the macro and put it into the micro. Are secrets good for you? You got secrets, something you haven't told your friends, your children, your coworkers, or whatever? Look, I understand there are things that you may be embarrassed about. But be honest. If you could share the thing that embarrasses you the most and know that people wouldn't really care, how liberating would that be? Huh? I don't know what it is. Maybe you had an affair and you're just holding it in. You don't want to tell somebody. Maybe you kicked your dog. I don't know. All I'm telling you is there's something inside of every one of us that you hold, and it's a secret. And maybe somebody very, very, very close to you understands it and you've told them or whatever. I hate to put it this way because this is a terrible analogy, but it is. It's something that you can relate to. They say that's why serial killers keep these little trinkets. I remember in the film, the TV series Dexter. Dexter, when he was finally able to tell some girl he was dating that he was, a serial killer. It was like, I can live now. As crazy as that sounds, this serial killer, which, by the way, he was a good one because he killed bad guys. But he felt free. All this time, it was only something he and his father knew. His father found out his son was a serial killer. You know, one of these kids that was going to grow up to be a serial killer. And he says, look, if you're going to be this, we're going to make it for something good. We're going to satisfy that urge in you by putting it into something good. And he makes his son a serial killer that kills bad guys. That's the premise of Dexter. But here's the thing. Only he and his dad knew. Even Dexter's sister doesn't know. And the whole angst of that TV show is Dexter having to keep it secret. You get what I'm saying? Secrecy, being the instrument of conspiracy, ought never to be a system of regular government. Jeremy Bentham said that. But that's what we had. And it isn't just Obama, folks. We can blame Obama and talk about him all we want. We've had a secret government for decades. Decades. People afraid to talk about it, to divulge those secrets. And guess what? You're the people who pay for it. You're the people who are supposed to know everything about your government, because that's what's going to make you more effective as leaders. But you know what the people in government say? They say you're too stupid to lead. We can't tell you the secrets, because if you know them, you'll make the wrong decisions. These people believe they make the right decisions. Why? Because they're smart. They're the intelligentsia. You're the idiot. You just pay the bills. I mean, I want you to imagine, you know, you've got a sugar daddy, and he's paying the bills, and every time he comes over and he's like, you know, hey, look, we haven't even cuddled. And you go, look, we ain't cuddling. This is as good as it gets. You get to come and feast up on these, you know, this, all of this right here. But that's as far as it goes, my friend. And by the way, I need a new credit card. And he's like, yes, okay, here you go. Boom. And by the way, here's all my cash, and here's my jewelry, and whatever else. And when I see you next time to feast upon you, I will deliver more cash and more goodies and all. That's the way Washington treats you. You're just the sugar daddy that's supposed to show up and pay bills and shut up and get out, and you get what you get. And it depends on the mood I'm in. Mm-hmm. So when you think about what we've witnessed over the past 8+ years with Obama, decades, and before him, but what he really put to a level that's unbelievable. I mean, it's hard for me to believe that Barack Obama claims that he's got this scandal-free administration, and he maintains his secrecy to this day. Folks, we know less about that man than we know about who was the last dictator of Zimbabwe. We know less about Obama than we know about that guy. And you don't even know who that guy's name is. You know less about the guy who presided over this country. The only thing you know about that fool is he didn't care about you. He didn't love you. He didn't love this country. That's what you know. You don't know. You got ideas about how he came to it. You don't know what the status of his marriage is, for real. You don't know what the status is of Reggie Love. You don't know what the status is of his children. You don't know what the status is of his extended family. You don't know what the status is of his real friendships, what he went to school for, how well he did. You know nothing about him, and neither do the leftists, neither do any of them. He is cloaked in secrecy, and he'll try to keep it that way to the very end, and I'm going to talk more about it today. Glad you guys are tuned in to Kevin Jackson.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope.
Hope. That wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville. can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
There's a saying that the best weapon of a dictatorship is secrecy, but the best weapon of a democracy should be the weapon of openness. Niels Bohr, famous physicist, actually said this, and it's very true. And Niels Bohr was instrumental in getting, to some degree, of getting the bomb into America. I mean, other scientists had worked with him related to it, Einstein included, and Oppenheimer, and many others. But Niels Bohr, a lot of the things that he discovered are part of the reason why we were able to get the bomb, and it was just physics breakthrough, genius of mindset guy. And having gone through with what he went through with Hitler and understanding what the United States was doing in building the bomb, and by the way, this is the reason why the nuclear bomb was the secrets that the Soviets ended up getting it, is because there was somebody in America who said one nation shouldn't have all this power. If there was one nation who could have dealt with all that power, it is the United States. But it was only a matter of time before the scientists in Germany were going to figure out how to build nuclear bombs. But that's not what I want to talk about. I want to talk about Hillary Clinton. There was an article written in Vice magazine about Hillary's level of truthfulness, and they said they had set it up already, and I'm starting it right here where it says, in truth, her caginess is deeper than mere electoral strategy. Because what they were saying is Hillary Clinton doesn't answer questions in the press gaggles. She ignores you. She says things like, have another chocolate, or whatever. She won't answer your question like they ask, why don't you just call Donald Trump an out-and-out liar when he accuses you of these things? And she says, have another chocolate. That was one of the exchanges. So he says, her caginess is deeper than mere electoral strategy. Even as Clinton winds her way back toward 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue, her abiding mistrust of the press, refusal to be held accountable, and habit of stonewalling whenever possible adds up to one thing. The woman who will likely be our next president has a transparency problem. Now, see, I'm going to stop there for just a second and explain to you guys that while they saw it as a transparency problem, you saw it for what it was. She's a blatant liar. And the only thing that was they had trouble seeing was that she was not going to be the next president of the United States, thankfully. They go on to talk about these things that led up to it, okay? The infamous private email server, which enabled Clinton to skirt record-keeping rules and send emails that wouldn't turn up in the Freedom of Information Act records request, is just the most notable example of Clinton's habit of secrecy. She was the first Secretary of State to discard a state.gov address in favor of a secret account. Her staff deleted thousands of emails, probably irrevocably, and hackers may have breached her unsecured account. But though all of this may be outrage-inducing, it's Clinton's anomic political handling of the scandal that's been most puzzling. Given the opportunity to disclose her private email account to Congress in December of 2012, Hillary Clinton instead ignored congressional questioning about the account's existence, which was then discovered anyway. What followed was a torturous process of extraction in which the emails were released in dribs and drabs for months, culminating in the recovery by the FBI of even more missing emails. As a result, the New York Times reported this month thousands of emails that Mrs. Clinton did not voluntarily turn over to the State Department last year could be released just weeks before the election in November. I'm going to stop there and just tell you this. The irony of everything that I'm telling you is that in Hillary Clinton's attempt to hide her real self from us, who she really is, what she represents, all the detail we would have gotten from those emails, she torpedoed herself. See, even the common man went, wait a minute. I'm going to be working for the State Department for the government, and I get to have a private server in my bathroom basement? Yeah, with my own IT guy? Yeah. And then I delete 33,000 emails and talk about this for my yoga and my daughter's wedding? Yeah. Yeah. And there were black people all over the country, men and women alike, and a lot of other people, women, going, I don't buy that. Now, I can't speak for everybody. You know the results of the election. She lost, but she won the popular vote. And now they're talking, you know, we got the number of votes that were cheated and all that. But for whatever reason, there were many people that still liked her. But what happened was, enough of them went, And that was that. A sidestepping of federal record-keeping requirements that culminates in the release of the same records as the October surprise. Poetic justice, maybe, this person writes. But it is Clinton's profound good fortune that first during the primary campaign and now during the general election, her opponents have been unwilling or unable to exploit her inability to play straight. Bernie Sanders at first refused to make an issue of Clinton's email troubles and only belatedly decried their murky confluence of the State Department and the Clinton Foundation under her leadership. Donald Trump, they write, is a malfunctioning cotton candy machine, too haywire to spin one durable lasting strand. How'd that work out for him? Given the insanity of the right-wing conspiracies about Clinton, she of the cattle futures, the secret Parkinson's, Vince Foster's murder, it's not hard to see why one might dismiss less wild accusations against her. See, I love how these people, they so miscalculate. They think we're idiots. Oh, Donald Trump couldn't weave a strand. Donald Trump branded Hillary Clinton. He might as well have taken out a hot cattle prod and put Crooked Hillary as the brand and burned it right into her big old white buttocks, because that's what he did. Now, look, all is forgiven. These clowns, they lost. And this writer at least recognizes that Hillary Clinton is a bald-faced liar. There's a saying, secrecy once accepted becomes an addiction. And that's what the Clintons did. Article after article you can read that said the Clintons were secret to a point of paranoia. Paranoia. Hillary Clinton is telling you Donald Trump is unhinged. He's not worthy of being president. She's giving you all these things that this successful person who has been a relatively, I mean, I don't know of a more open book president. Tell me what it is. If you don't know something about Donald Trump, it's because it's good. You may not know that he builds houses for people, pulls limos over to change flats, give people rides, you know, pays for their medical, things like that. Little things that you just dismiss, he does routinely. You may not know that, but you know everything else about him. You know his bankruptcies. You know his divorces. You know his children. You know his, you know, lawsuits and all these other things. There's nothing you don't know about this guy. What do you really know about the Clintons other than you know they're crooked to their core? That's all you know. I asked earlier, what do you know about Obama? Tell me. The story they wrote about this fool's girlfriends was, they said, an amalgam of all of them. And so now you know of a couple. There's one white chick and one Asian chick. That's all we know. But then there's rumors about him dating boys. What do you know about it? What has really been written about him? You don't know. You may never know.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my health today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Expressing outrage following what many in the international community are calling the brutal and unjustified use of Hillary Clinton against their nation. Secretary of State Clinton hit Islamabad at approximately 9 a.m. yesterday as most civilians were starting their workday or attending morning prayers. Just hours after Clinton arrived, the U.N. released a statement condemning the United States, saying, quote, under no circumstances is there ever a justification for the preemptive deployment of Hillary Clinton anywhere by any country. Joining us now is Pakistan's ambassador to the United States, Hassam Amdiri. Thank you for being here, Mr. Ambassador. Preliminary figures we have here showing over 500 civilians suffered the full force of Mrs. Clinton, and over 1,000 more may have suffered some exposure to her inflexible hair and pseudo-folksy hand gestures.
It's horrible. Innocent women and even children had to endure her stiffly rehearsed stories about farmers she met who inspired her. She was even sent into a hospital.
That's awful.
Mr. Obama clearly regards our people as beneath human dignity to have unleashed such a woman upon us.
The Red Cross has set up camps just across the Afghan border for the tens of thousands of refugees who fled their homes to avoid Mrs. Clinton.
They
were
the lucky ones. Many more were trapped inside the Clintonized area and could not escape her clumsy attempts to relate to them.
So people were caught completely unaware.
I'm afraid so. The Hillary Clinton warning sirens sounded just a few minutes before she hit. It was too late for most people. They had to endure her cacophonous fake laughter.
The facts are the facts.
Oh, what a revelation the left is going to get in 2018. When the truth comes out about the Democrats. See, the one thing we don't have to worry about, conservatives, is learning the truth about Donald Trump. We know it. Yeah.
Oh, Kevin, he's messed around with prostitutes and this, that, and the other.
You know what? At the end of the day, I don't even care. Does it matter? Look, this is a billionaire who's, I don't know what people do when they get that kind of money. You may lose your mind. But I believe that Donald Trump would probably have this is just my bet. He'd say, I don't care. Yeah, I dated a prostitute once. You know, Tito Ortiz of the UFC, his girlfriend or maybe his wife now is a porn star. Somebody marries these people. And there may have been a time when I was a bit more sanctimonious where I would be like, oh my goodness, my goodness. Look. God redeems us all. You may look at your little peccadilloes and go, well, I don't do things like that. Well, you know what? In God's eyes, there's no difference between the person that's, you know, a porn star and a person that's a liar. There's no difference. We are all unworthy. So I don't even worry about it. I'm not worried about that with Trump. We know a lot about Donald Trump. But let me tell you, the left is getting a rude awakening. A rude awakening. And it is really bothering people. Not only did they get a rude awakening about Barack Obama because of his record after his first term, you know, if I don't have the budget balance, you know, duck down this much by that time, then, you know, it's all game over. It's all over. And then, so they had his track record after his first 4 years and they go, he just needs more time, man. Give the man more time. So we did. And it got worse. He sucked. So they got his actual record. Forget what you don't know about the clown. Now you know stuff. So they're reeling from that. Then they find out he cheated and he tried to get the most crooked person on the planet, the most secret person you could ever meet, Hillary Clinton, into the White House. He conspired. And then not only that, he poisoned everything around him. Hey, James Comey, you'll help out Mueller. Will you help out McCabe? Will you help out Paige Strzok? Hey, keep me informed, guys. I want to know what's happening. So he does all of this in order to keep one white dude out. Why? Because he's two reasons. One, he hates conservatives and Republicans. And two, he ends up hating Trump because Trump has the nerve to call him out. To say, look at this guy's record. Are you kidding me? I look forward to following him. I don't even have to know how to do this job, and I can do it better than him. I can do this job in my sleep. I can do this job so much better than him, you won't even remember his name. Trump just went to town on him. Everybody else, hands off. He's the cool black dude. Nobody can say anything. And Trump said, bring me the next Negro. Maxine, I don't care. He just started beating the people, punches, slugging it out, telling people, let's go for it. So, you know, this is a guy who didn't follow convention, who didn't play the Romney game of, you know, oh, I'll be Mr. You know, cool and calm and I'll act like this, that, and the other, and I'll get elected. Romney should have beaten Obama. He could have just said, all I'm going to do in this debate, I would have had some fun. I would have said, here's what I'm going to do in this debate. I'm only going to quote you back what Barack Obama said. No matter what question he asked me, I've got him categorized. So I'm just going to find the category, and I'm going to quote back his own words to him from his first 4 years as president. And then you let me know how well I do. That's how I would have debated Barack Obama. Obamacare. Oh, hey, I've got a good one for you there. If you like your plan, you can keep your plan. Period. If you like your doctor, you can keep your doctor. Period. Closing Gitmo. I will close Gitmo, blah, 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 blah. Boom. And that'd go on. Like I said, just policy after policy. Can't get a website to work, for goodness sake. That's what I would have done. So Barack Obama's mad. You got Hillary Clinton crooked. He's completely told us, and when he gets to Washington, he's going to be the paragon of virtue. He's going to explain everything. It's going to be exposed. He's going to be transparent. It's going to be on the internet and all this. And I would go through, like I said, if I was debating him, I would just have everything that he said. I'd have all the quotes. Oh, I have 2 minutes? Great. Here's my quote. Here's an article that he did here. I would have it tabbed and indexed. And they would go, that's a very unusual way to debate, Mr. Kevin Jackson of the Kevin Jackson Radio Show. By the way, I'd give my phone number out too, 844-551-8255. And I would say, yeah, it is. You know what's interesting about this debate? What you learn is how duplicitous this clown is. Why do I need to debate this clown? You don't even need to know what my stances are. What you need to know is he is a liar. He's a liar that keeps secrets. He's a liar that doesn't want you to know who he is. We have spent, we've spent 4 years trying to get to know this man. Why? Because you should know who the person is that's leading your nation. And let me tell you what he's done. He won't, forget his birth certificate. I don't care where he's born. His mom's American. So for all intents and purposes, I wipe my hands of that. But here's what I don't wipe my hands of. I don't wipe my hands of you leftists claiming that he's the smartest man in the world, smartest person to ever be the president, and the smartest person who has been that you claim is president won't show us his grades. That's what I'm curious about. Now, it may seem like a little thing to you, but I happen to have brought my grades with me. Here's my transcript from, you know, high school. Here's my transcript from where I went to college. And oh, by the way, here's my track record running Bain, one of the most successful financial companies in the world. And did I mention I gave away my trust fund and I rebuilt my wealth to the tune of $250 million through hard work, heart and work ethic, and I didn't rely on anybody. Now, he's going to tell you, that I did that because I have some sort of privilege. But I gave up my privilege. And then I rebuilt. Now, that's what America will allow you to do. I would have just destroyed this clown. But what do we do? What does Romney do? First debate, did a good job. Second debate, because he didn't want to attack. And you know what Trump said? I'll attack him. And that riled up Obama to such a degree, he couldn't believe. How dare you? Because now he's in his last term. And he's like, I've got it together now. I don't have to worry about trying to get reelected. I don't have to worry about anybody talking about me. Even though I've lost over 1,000 offices for Democrats, they got nothing to say. I've even put it on them. They lost because they didn't believe in me enough. Believe it or not, that's what Obama said. You didn't follow me closely enough. You didn't buy into the thing. If you had, you wouldn't have lost. All these people would be okay. Yeah, 1,000-plus seats that he lost. That's his excuse. He's cloaked in secrecy. And he's mad when people try to explain who he is. How dare you try to tell people who I am? It's like that guy that does something sneaky behind your back and you go, man, what are you doing? What are you doing rifling through my drawer? Were you trying to steal something? Like you catch him at a friend's house and he's rifling, you know, he's going through the jewelry box. And you're like, what are you doing? And you better not tell anybody. Then you go tell people and he's mad at you. He's mad at you because you dare catch him in the act. And now you've got something over him. See, and he doesn't want it to get out. That's Barack Obama. He's rifling through his friend's jewelry. He's going to steal that one thing, just almost like a serial killer that says, I'm going to take that one little thing that you're going to miss at some point, not right away, but that's going to be my little treasure. And I'll steal something from everybody I meet. And you know it. You happen to catch him every single time. And he's like, what is the deal? You're uncanny at catching me. And Trump was uncanny at catching him. And it ain't over. Because he's caught him big time now. But I want to go back to why Obama is so secretive here in a bit.
Kevin Jackson on the Black Sphere Radio Network.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Over the last 4 years, three of the biggest online precious metals dealers have gone bankrupt and their owners put in prison due to theft and fraud. Having previously purchased precious metals, can you be sure you purchased the right product? Did you receive proper advice? Or were you stung by one of these companies? Miles Franklin has been in business for 29 years without receiving any material customer or regulatory complaints ever. Maintaining an A-plus Better Business Bureau rating and residing in Minnesota, the only state in America that regulates the precious metals industry, making doing business in precious metals with Miles Franklin the safest choice, bar none. Call us at 866-485-4346 and let us review your portfolio at no commitment whatsoever. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Get the peace of mind you deserve in working with a precious metals company with a reputation like Miles Franklin. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Precious Metals, the name you can trust.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com or call 253-678-1361. For hot and cold therapy, sunny-bay.com.
Putting an end to identity politics.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. It's the Kevin Jackson Show. There's a saying, whatever hysteria exists is inflamed by mystery, suspicion, and secrecy. Hard and exact facts will cool it. It was a Elia Kazan. And what he was saying was, no matter what scandal is brewing, no matter what, you know, hidden intent you had, hidden agenda that you had, the hard facts are going to go psst. So for the people who are saying, oh, these guys are hunting, you know, they're looking for all the wrong things with this, you know, we're saying it correctly. We're saying this Russian witch hunt is going to backfire. And it has. And now it's starting to spin. And the left are going, no, there was no malfeasance going on with the FISA courts and all that. And the hysteria that's coming around it is going to eventually cool. But it's going to cool in our favor. Because the hard and exact facts are going to cool it. See, what people are going to struggle with on the left is the fact that Barry Obama, they're a godsend, is an enigma. That's not a racial slam for you leftists that are listening to the program. And by the way, even if it were, I could say it because I'm authentically black. 79%, to be specific. I've talked about how little America knows about Obama from records. But I've also talked about how much we know about Barack Obama from his actions. Even after leaving the White House, Obama remains cloaked in secrecy. His presidential library is not going to have all of his writings and his musings and so on. Supposedly, it's going to be like a bunch of digital stuff. He doesn't want you to have his notes. He doesn't want you to have his little doodlings that he's done, you know, through the time he spent in the White House. What's up with that? It's a library, man. It's supposed to be the place where you can go, here's all my works. Here's what I was involved in the whole time. Let me tell you what it is. Barack Obama doesn't want you to know what he wasn't doing. He doesn't want you to know that he wasn't pulling the strings necessarily. Somebody else was doing it. He doesn't want you to see his emails. He doesn't want you to see the archive of a presidency. The first supposedly black president, half black, you would think he would want to be an open book. This is all I wish to accomplish. This is how I was able to do it. I bucked the system. I fought the law and the law didn't win. He doesn't want you to see it. Isn't that amazing? I mean, I keep talking to you guys about the most mundane things. Sixth grade transcript when he was at a madrasa or wherever in the third grade in Indonesia. Can you get any record of that? Can you get a record of his high school? Whatever. Everything about this guy sealed. I wish Trump would just say, you know what? We're opening all that crap up. You can see Barack Obama's this, that, and the other. What law is there that says you can't see somebody's grades? For example, if you want to get a job and they say, I'd like to see your transcript, can we go find out where he applied for a job and say, we'd like to see Barack Obama's transcript? It's not HIPAA. We're not talking about we're going to find out he's got some dreaded disease that Michelle gave him. I'm just saying, what do we got to do here? Doesn't want to tell you anything. And worse, he's secreted even about speaking in public, like he's some entertainer. He doesn't want his act shown on YouTube. You can't be bootlegging my speech. The audience might not come to the next show of Cirque du Freak. And this is what happened at MIT. You guys heard about Barack Obama's going to go speak in MIT Sloan School. And here's the story. I'll just read this to you. It was at Reason.com. On Friday, former President Barack Obama spoke for an hour to an audience of hundreds of people at a major sports policy conference at MIT. But his remarks were off the record and kept completely secret by virtually all attendees who had to agree that they would not record, photograph, tweet, or report on the event before being granted a seat in the audience. Reason obtained a recording of the speech. However, the most noteworthy thing about it is the simple fact that the public wasn't supposed to hear it. Now, this is a former president of the United States, by the way, who's still on our payroll, who still receives his $400,000 a year, all right? Or I don't know what they give him, like, maybe it's down to, they give him like $20,000 a month, I think, when they get out. But whatever the number is, he's still on our payroll. And he's going to give a public speech, and the stipulation is you can't record it. We don't want any. If you're in here, you're one of the good guys, you can't do it. We don't want you to hear anything. And don't let anybody in the rest of the world know what's going on in here. As if he's talking policy. He's at a sports policy conference. And yet, he doesn't want you to hear it. In his remarks, Obama expressed concern that Americans have segregated themselves into two entirely different realities, where not just opinions but basic facts are in dispute, claimed to have left office without a major embarrassing scandal, and proved that he really loves basketball. That's what he said. And so the man who undoubtedly attempted to thwart a U.S. election by targeting Donald Trump steadfastly contends he's done nothing wrong. The article continues in an attempt to understand the secrecy surrounding Obama's comments. And they said this. Those were some of the highlights from his talk at MIT's Sloan Sports Analytics Conference on Friday. The event, attended by hundreds of sports industry professionals, journalists, and students, was cloaked in secrecy.
Having listened to the entire thing, I'm not sure what all the secrecy was about. It was pretty standard fare for Obama, and he never once said the word Trump, though Obama did seem to imply that his White House was remarkably drama-free in contrast. The more you learn about Obama, the more you understand how full of crap he is. Yes, America, it's really that simple. Leftists hate it. They claim, when I say that, they claim I have some agenda, some, you know, problem with his, you know, Kevin, you're jealous or whatever else. It's none of that. It's none of that. What I can tell you without any, you know, let's not draw it out here. Obama's full of crap. It's that simple. Here was one of the five takeaways from the meeting. They said, Obama thinks Google, Facebook, etc. are, quote, a public good as well as a commercial enterprise and should consider whether they are corroding our democracy. He describes social media platforms as a hugely powerful potential source for good, but then immediately hedged.
What's also true is that our social media platforms are just a tool. ISIS can use that tool. Neo-Nazis can use that tool. I do think that large platforms, Google and Facebook, being the most obvious, Twitter and others as well, are part of the ecosystem, have to have a conversation about their business model that recognizes they're a public good as well as a commercial enterprise, not just an invisible platform. They're shaping our culture in powerful ways. Now, I suggest to Obama that leftists are far worse on social media than ISIS and all of the neo-Nazis combined. I've been a victim of them. I don't know if you guys know this. I don't know how much we talked about it, but my entire YouTube channel got shut down because we posted a video of Elizabeth Warren that's readily available. No commentary. Just, here's Elizabeth Warren lying. Some bots hit my site, and YouTube shut down my site. Now, Obama laments the fall of the fake news media. Here's what he says. Essentially, we now have an entirely different realities that are being created with not just different opinions, but with different facts. And isn't just, by the way, the Russians inspired bots and fake news. This is Fox News versus the New York Times editorial page. If you look at these two different sources of information, they do not describe the same thing. In some cases, they don't even talk about the same thing. And it's so different, very difficult, to figure out how the democracy works over the long term in those circumstances. So what he's upset about is that the New York Times editorial page doesn't agree with Fox's editorial page. So in other words, Macy's and Dillard's have to sell the same product, or else it can't be considered news. It can't be considered legit unless they're selling the same product. But he goes a step further. He noted that in other countries like China, the government simply decides which viewpoints can be aired in public, but that's not who we are, and that's not the society I want to live in, he says. Even so, media giants like Facebook and Google should keep in mind that the U.S. government has a role to play in ensuring that there are basic rules of the road in place to create level playing fields. Now, this is the clown who knows that the playing field is unlevel in social media. He wants to compare what's happening right now to China, saying that the government just puts that information out on you. I tell you, Barack Obama knows that is exactly what's been happening to us. In fact, he did it himself. Obamacare is a perfect example where the powers that be said, this is what you're going to have. They finagled the Supreme Court in whatever way to essentially subvert the Constitution and pass something that we don't want. And now they strategize to keep us from repealing it. And I could go on. America was dangerously close to being just like China, where the government just tells you how it is, and that's the end of it.
He won't stop until he's the top-rated radio talk show host in America.
What kind of weird competitive freak are you?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.